not an orbital radio. If you think death is unpleasant, just wait till you die.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of the Hutton Orbital News. Tonight, for your entertainment and information, we have me... No, we don't have me.
We have me, Rudolf Hucker.
We have you, Rudolf Hucker. And me, Dick Chafing. And joining us after the news, we have the usual combination of Hot Pit, Galnet, the Community Goals, and a sprinkling of music. And possibly even some fun. But first, and you know what, Rudolf, how about you take away our first one tonight? It's the headlines.
I see what you did there, you sneaky devil. Expansion teams winding their way to our new system.
Kappa 1 SETI struck by war and famine.
Commander Aid Levice recruits a new wingman.
Cecil's purple python purloined by pirates.
Commander Psycho Cow has yet another incident. Our expansion team, having packed their bags nearly a week ago, stocked up on pot noodles, gin, energy bars and camping gear, and have been making their way slowly to an as-of-yet undisclosed system to bring Alvin's benevolence to a nearby star. Where they will end up will depend on whether their astral compass is working, how much exploration data they had on board, and, of course, how much of it was accurate. The Hot Pit team, as usual, up to their Neritus berries in graphs. They are running out of different coloured inks rapidly. Lost the bit of paper with the location on it. So daily we are scouring local news reports in WISE 0855-0714 for a hint. We will keep you posted as we get more news.
In news that will likely render the news above to continue to be news for at least another week, we are sad to report that our previous expansion to Kappa 1 SETI has led to war with a minor faction. That faction, known as the Leaders of Kappa 1 SETI, are vying to become the latest competitor in the Apocalypse Games. Suffering as they are at the moment with both war and famine, they are hunting for pestilence and death. We might be able to help with the last one, should it come to blows, and of course, they are always welcome to visit Cubicle 3 here at Hutton for the final horseman. Their prize? Being beaten by a group of mother truckers who don't want that system, don't want to be in that system, and really would rather be doing something more interesting like trucking to Hutton. Good luck, leaders.
Happier news this evening as we discovered that one of our resident DJs, Aid Levice of Ben's Beardy Balls radio show, has a bonny bouncing baby born to him and his beautiful better half. New arrivals at Hutton are always heralded heartily, as we have so few visitors. Welcome to our orbital, little one, and remember, it's perfectly acceptable to take the mickey out of your dad for his taste in music. The rest of us do.
Resident drunkard, cocktail engineer, fancy pants pilot extraordinaire, and terminally confused trucker Cecil has had his python stolen. Again. He distinctly remembers leaving it on pad 3, though where he left the keys has eluded him. With no signs of hacking, breaking and entering or python jacking, we can only assume that he left the keys in the ignition when he popped out to use the station facilities. He has a plan to head out and search for his ship. He has told our reporter over a gin sling or two that he is planning on hitchhiking his way around nearby systems until he finds it, and then politely asking that the perpetrator give it back. If anyone sees Cecil hitching a lift, smuggling himself on board your ship, appealing for passenger lifts, or generally trying to hop on, please do give him a helping hand.
Finally tonight, we are receiving reports that Commander Psycho Cow, long-standing trucker and pilot of the Yorker, has had an unexpected return journey from Jax this week. Having arrived at the far-flung space bar, he parked his asp neatly in the station, breathed a sigh of relief and switched to one of the little sidewinders that they use for day trips to surrounding systems. Having left his new toy parked on the pad while he went for a jacket potato and a pint, he came back to hear his hastily rigged voice control system misunderstanding his Ouija tones, self-destructing on the pad. He was blown clear of the station through a breach and picked up by an automated rescue service allied to the fuel rats. With his flight suit having the label Property of Hutton Orbital written inside the collar, the rescue rats did as any good citizen would and hurried him all the way home, stopping at Jameson Memorial for supplies. When he awoke from long-distance dream sleep at Jameson, we understand that language came out of him that would make Lael blush. The station manager handed him his insurance payout, a shiny new sidewinder, and sent him on his way. "But my asp's still at Jack's," he was reported to wail. The formal response from the Jameson station manager was, "Sir, there's nothing wrong with the location of your asp. Launching next week, there is the new ship-hauling interstellar team, who will charge you a mere few billions of credits to return it to the bubble here." He was arrested after calling the station manager a thieving git. On that note, that was the news. I'm Rudy. He's chafing, and we are the voice of Hutton Orbital Radio.
Yes, we are indeed. Stay tuned. After this broadcast, we'll be back with more.